जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन जारी यमुना तीर बन जारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन जारी जय राधा माधव
भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत गौड़ी वैष्णविंद की जय रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप धाम की जय स्वामी तो भक्तवृंद की जय All glories to the Asmara. All glories to the Asmara. All glory to the Asma. Thank you very much.
Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 1, chapter 3, text 31. Jata napasi
napasi
nego.
Oh, 30. I'm sorry. Etad
etad
rupam
rupam
bhagavato
bhagavato
he
he
arupasya
arupasya
ched
ched
atmana
atmana
maya
maya
gunair
gunair
virachitam
virachitam
mahad
mahad
adibir
adibir
atmani
atmani
Etad rupam bhagavato
etad rupam bhagavato
hya rupasya chidatmana
hya rupasya chidatmana
maya gunai virachitam
maya gunai virachitam
mahadadi biratmani
mahadadi biratmani
etad rupam bhagavato
etad rupam bhagavato
hya rupasya chidatmana
chidrupasya chidatmana
maya gunair virachitam
maya gunair virachitam
mahadadi biratmani
mahadadi biratmani
etad rupam bhagavato
etad rupam bhagavato
hya rupasya chidatmana
chidrupasya chidatmana
maya gunair virachitam
maya gunair virachitam
mahadadi biratmani
mahadadi biratmani
etad rupam bhagavato
etad rupam bhagavato
hya rupasya chidatmana
maya gunair virachitam maya gunair virachitam
mahadadi biratmani
mahadadi biratmani
etad rupam bhagavato
etad rupam bhagavato
rupasya chidatmana
rupasya chidatmana
maya gunair virachitam
maya gunair virachitam
mahadadi biratmani
mahadadi biratmani
etad rupam bhagavato
etad rupam bhagavato
Yarupasya chidatmana
Yarupasya chidatmana
Maya gunair virachitam
Maya gunair virachitam
Mahadadi biratmani
Mahadadi biratmani
Etad rupam bhagavato
Etad rupam bhagavato
Yarupasya chidatmana
Yarupasya chidatmana Maya gunair virachitam
Mahadadi
biratmani
Etad rupam bhagavato
Yarupasya chidatmana
Maya gunair virachitam
Mahadadi biratmani
Etad rupam bhagavato
Yarupasya chidatmana
Maya gunair virachitam
Mahadadi biratmani
Etad rupam bhagavato
Yarupasya chidatmana
Arupasya,
arupasya,
of one who has no material form. Chidatmana,
chidatmana,
of the transcendence.
Of the transcendence.
Maya,
maya,
material energy.
Gunai,
by the qualities. Virachitam,
manufactured.
Mohadadibi, with the ingredients of matter. Atmani,
Atmani,
in the self. Translation. The conception of the Virata, universal form of the Lord, as appearing in the material world, is imaginary. It is to enable the less intelligent and neophytes to adjust to the idea of the Lord having form. But factually, the Lord has no material form.
So this is very important verse. Formed and formless. When we speak of formless, we speak that God or even living entity, all of us, we have no material form. Just like we have got this form, but this form is temporary and it will never come again. As soon as this form is finished, I'll have to take another form. That form may not be exactly like this. So this is a formula for everyone. But for Krishna, he has no material form. He has got spiritual form. Therefore, his form is eternal. We do not remember our past lives, incidences, because the form has changed. But Krishna remembers because his form does not change. The evidence is the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, when he was questioned by Arjuna, how can I believe that you spoke this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita 400 million of years ago to the sun god? But Krishna says that, yes, you are also present there because you are my constant companion, but you have forgotten, I remember. So, we do not forget things so long the form continues. But when the form changes, we forget. every night we have got this experience. Our form is lying on the bed, but I am dreaming in a different form. I am flying in the sky and forgetting that my real form is lying on the bed. You forget. We forget that I am American or I am the son of such and such gentleman. Everything forgot. Every night we have got this experience. So as soon as the form is forgotten, then everything is forgotten, with reference to the context. So this universal form, the impersonalists, they are very much fond of this universal form. It is very favorable. But what is this universal form? This universal form is external expansion of the Supreme Form, Krishna. You can understand it very easily that we all living entities, we are spiritual form, very minute. Materially, we cannot understand. But there is a form. We get the information from the Shastra, although we cannot see it with our material eyes. Shastra says that every living entity is 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. Shastra says. Everyone has seen the tip of the hair, but he has no idea how to divide it into 10,000 parts. Kishagra satavagasya satadha kalpitasasa. Kishagra. Kishagra. Agra means tip. Kisha means hair. So you just imagine only that you see the top, tip of the hair, and divide it into 10,000 parts. That one part is the form of the living entity. Who is extending the... This is not good. Kesagra satabhagasya satadha kulpitasya cha jiva bhagasya vigyaya sa anantaya kalpate. That is the dimension of the living entity, and they are innumerable, ananta. There is no limit how many there are. So, that small particle, atomic spiritual energy, takes shelter by superior control. When a man dies, I am speaking of man, every living entity is dying. So the spirit soul is taken to the court of judgment of Jamaraj. And according to his work, he is given a body. Next slide. How? By superior arrangement, that is stated in the Simar. Karmana daiva netrena, just like your ordinarily, suppose you are working somewhere, so your service record is there. Now, at the end of the year or at the end of some period, the service record is checked and you are giving promotion or increment, so many things are judged. Similarly, all our activities, what we are doing now, that is being recorded. There is a record. And after death, you are taken to the court of Jamaraj, the days of judgment, and the decision is made by the higher authorities what kind of body I or you shall get. This is the way. Karmana daiva netrena jantur deha upapattaye. Janta means living entities. For giving him a body, it is decided by the higher authorities. You cannot say, now give me the body of a king. Now you are American. You cannot dictate that give me again the American body and the son of Rockefeller. No. That will be judged. What you have done. Of course, you have got this opportunity for your pious activities, because to take birth in rich family or a rich nation, that is due to pious activity. Past janma isha jasuta srivi. Janma, birth, oishajya, riches, sruta, education, and sri, and beauty. These things are obtained according to past activities. Not that everyone becomes educated. No. There is no such chance that we are discussing in this morning. There is no chance. Everything depends on some cause. Not that by chance anyone becomes very rich man. No. One has to work for it. Not that by chance one becomes very educated. These things are not chances. So, as soon as there is no chance, there is cause, there must be judgment. There must be judgment. Otherwise, why one man is born rich and another man is working so hard but he is lying down on the street? So there is judgment. So the small particle of the living entity, by the judgment, superior judgment, is transferred to the semina of a particular father. And the living entity is injected in the womb of the female. And both secretion combined, the living entity develops body. This is the science. If you use contraceptive, that means if you contaminate the emulsion, the poor living entity cannot take place. That is contraceptive. You cannot kill the living soul, but you make the circumstances unfavorable for his staying. And then he has to be transferred to another home. So many subtle laws are going on. But the basic principle is that a small particle of soul, then the body develops, that we can see. Not that the pregnancy, on the day of pregnancy immediately, the body develops. No, it develops gradually. First it is just like a small pea, then gradually develops. As you see, the child born, he also develops. That is also not developed. That is transmigration from one body to another. Just like in a film, in cinema film, there are so many pictures, but when they are moved very swiftly, we see the picture is moving. But there are hundreds of pictures, they are combined together. Similarly, the process of our change of body is so swift that we cannot perceive it. We think that it is growing. No, it is not growing. different bodies. So our point is that this small spiritual spark develops this body as we have developed this body. Similarly, this huge gigantic body of universal form is the development of Krishna's external body. This is also body. Therefore, as your bodily functions are going on nicely, because that spiritual spark is within, similarly, you see all these material activities, they are going nicely because the Supreme Lord is there. These rascal scientists, they cannot understand it. But any sane man can understand that these bodily functions are going on very nicely. So long the spirit soul is there. Similarly, all this material, big manifestation of material world is going on nicely because Krishna is there. What is the difficulty? Because Krishna is there. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vishtabhya aham idam jagat ekangshino sthitu jagat. My dear Arjuna, Arjuna asked, Krishna, kindly explain how your energies are acting. So he explained in the 12th chapter. He explained how Krishna's energies are working, just like your energy is working on this body. Similarly, Krishna's energy also working in this universal body. So he summarized how his energies are working. Athva bahunaitena kingyatena tabharjana. Arjuna, how I shall go on explaining how my energies are working, but you can summarize that I, in one of my plenary portions, enter into this material world and therefore it is going on so nicely. So, as our this material body is not our real form. The real form is within this body, spiritual. This body is explained as the dress. The dress is made when there is a real form. Just like you have got coat, because you have got hands, the coat has got a hand. Your shirt, because you have got hand, this heart has got a hand. But you are not the shirt or the coat. Similarly, because we are spiritual forms, maybe very minute, therefore we grow our hands and legs and heads and so many things. That is materially coated. So, here it is explained that people are very much in fond of this universal form. They cannot imagine that a person, Krishna is a person, he can work so wonderfully. Because he cannot do it, how he can do it? He is very small. They do not understand. That is small fire and big fire. That's like spark. Spark is also fire. So spark can also burn, but it can burn very small portion. Suppose a spark falls on your cloth, it will burn immediately. It will make immediately black. But it is very small. Similarly, the difference between Krishna and me is that he is great, God is great, and I am small. Although qualitatively we are one, the same, big fire and small fire. Similarly, we have got also the same qualities, approximately, but very small quantity. We can play very wonderful by discovering some machine, say the machine, what is called, which goes to the moon planet, capsule, or we float something in the sky, Sputnik. But that is imitation of God. God is floating gigantic planets like sun, moon in the space. You cannot do that. You can float a small Sputnik. So you have got the creative power, God has got the creative power, but God's creative power cannot be compared with your creative power. You have got the creative power, but not exactly like God. This is the conclusion. You cannot become God. You can imitate, or you can do something very little, just like little children, they play with little toys. Similarly, you can play with little toys and advertise yourself great scientist. That's all. But you are nothing. You are nothing. This is to be realized. This is called bhakti yoga. The rascals are puffed up, I am God. Foolishly. How you can be God? You may have some qualities, very minute quality of God, but you cannot claim that you are God. The same example. The small spark of fire is also fire. Nobody, there is no doubt. A small particle of gold is gold, but it cannot be compared with the gold mine. That is not possible. So these gigantic people, they are very much appreciative of the gigantic universal form. They do not lie, Krishna. Why Krishna? He shall worship. He worship gigantic form. But this gigantic form is the product of Krishna's energy. They do not know that. Here it is said, Maya gunai virachitam. By Krishna's energy, it is created. Maya gunai virachitam. Mahadadivi Rahmani. The material energy. The material energy also from Krishna's body. As much as spiritual energy. Whatever we see, they are different energies of Krishna. Just like in the Vishnu Puran it is said, ekasthane sthitasyagne jyotsna vistarina jatha parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. Akhilam jagat, the vast universal form which you are seeing, it is nothing but parasya brahmana shakti. It is the manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Person. How? The example is given. Ekasthane sitasyagne, just like fire. Take the example of the sun, the biggest fire within this universe. It is situated in a place. The sun is not distributed. The sun sign is distributed. The sun sign may be covering the whole universe, but that is not very important. The sun globe is important. It is localized. Similarly, as the sun is distributing heat and light, remaining itself in one place, Similarly, Krishna is playing with gopis in Goloka Vrindavan, and his sign is creating the whole universe. Not that Krishna is playing there, he's enjoying, and therefore he's absent. No. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuta. That is Krishna. Krishna is Goloka Vrindavan, but he is present everywhere. That is Krishna. I am sitting here, you are sitting here, you are not in an apartment. That is my position. But Krishna's position is that although he is always in Goloka Vrindavan, he is present everywhere. How? Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. He is within the every universe, not only within every universe, he is within every atom. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. Don't think that Krishna is, because he is playing as a cowherd boy, or he is playing as a friend of the gopis, therefore he is ordinary man. The rascals imitate Krishna. They saw Krishna has enjoyed the gopis. Let me gather some young girls and enjoy. But you become universally represented everywhere. Then you enjoy. Rascal, he cannot do that. He can simply imitate how to be in the midst of young girls and enjoy. That is the difference. Thank you very much.